Okay, this is shiur number four. It's five overall because of the introduction. This is shiur number four. And the title is Dechias HaSipuk HaYitzri, which essentially means telling your child how to wait and how to have patience. And that's it's a short class, it's a short shiur. But actually, there are no Mar Makomos on this class at all. It's all, obviously, as Rosh Shlomo Hoffman always says, everything was the Gra and the Rambam and all these Yesodos, but these are all from the thought of Rosh Shlomo Hoffman. So he says as follows. He says that the major ikar of chinuch for children is to teach children to know how to push away instinctive satisfaction, to want to get things now, mine, whenever they want it. And in order to teach to push off means that right now I don't have to have immediately the thing that I want. And I should not become habituated to always get what I want right away. I should be able to know how to wait a little bit of time. So he gives an example. A child wants a candy. So you tell him that first put on a yarmulke, then you'll have your candy. Or he wants a cookie. So the mother tells him, 2 minutes, let me finish, sweeping the floor or whatever it is, and then I'll give it to you. Those little small things where you tell your child, wait a minute and then we'll do this, or do this first, besides the fact that maybe you don't want your child annoying you right now, or maybe, you want to have an ulterior motive. But that is a form of chinuch, says Rosh Shlomo Hoffman, to teach a child to say, not right now, you can wait a few minutes, you can wait until something else in order to get it. And if you open up this ability within the child, you're really going to open up the ability to put in effort to attain achievements. Because as he's going to explain, the ability to achieve anything worthwhile in life is going to come through patience and effort. But if you teach a child that I want something now, and I get it now, you're never going to teach your child how to put in effort in order to accomplish something. So he talks about the mifunak. We'll translate mifunak as the, I don't know what the best translation is. The best translation is someone who's finicky, someone who expects, who's pampered, who needs everything right away. There are some children, there are some babies, where the mothers don't have the koach to deal with the child crying for some time, and they give the child whatever they want. And what happens is when that child goes to yeshiva, so he's unable to sit for 3 hours in Seder or to focus on anything, because his whole life he's been taught that I get what I want right away. And for the child has to go to the bathroom and then he has to go take a smoke outside, which is usher, but that's the example he gives here. Or he needs to get a cup of water, or he needs to get the telephone, or he needs to chat with his friends. And the pampered person always needs to give himself whatever he wants at this moment, because he never taught himself and he was never taught by his parents that maybe you need to wait. And he says this actually highlights for us who's able to be able to accomplish and who's able to not to accomplish. He says one child is able to be successful in his learning and he puts in effort and he learns and he takes tests and he does well. And the other child is not able to focus and he's not able to sit in yeshiva. He's unable to, he always has to eat something, always has to go to the bathroom, and he's not able to do his homework. The first child, he says, so he was taught through an outside force in order to push off his satisfactions right away. And it started with, waiting 2 minutes over here, and then the parents teach him to wait another 5 minutes. And over time, he learns to wait, and he can put an effort. He can work towards something for 3 months. The kid wants to put, money away so he can, with his allowance. So in 3 months, he can get something bigger. That ability comes through training the child to wait in order to get all of the things you want to be satisfied. But the pampered child has no restraints. He was never taught to restrain himself in order to get something. And he never learns how to put in effort, because every single time there's a need for something and something is getting in the way, what does he do? He just gives up, because I don't want to put in the effort. It's not interesting for me to wait. And he never had that approach in life in order to learn how to do it. And therefore, it's hard for him to learn how to go to school to get a profession that requires schooling. I can't sit through, years of medical school, and I can't sit through, getting a doctorate, and I can't sit through getting a master's. That's a lot of time, and I don't have time. I want things now in order to get what I want. So what happens? I never knew this word. I had to look this up. He becomes a makoltnik. Makoltnik is a grocer. Makolet. The guy who runs the makolet. He becomes a grocer or he becomes a driver. Why are those jobs good for him? Because I get paid right now. I get cash. I don't have to wait in order to get something bigger or, something more impressive later on. And because in this ability to learn how to get a profession, it requires patience and you have to wait a lot of time. And in order to, you know, to learn something that takes a long time to learn, the kid's not able to do that. Why? Because this person says, well, I could sit through my studies and learn more, but I really want to go to the beach with my friends. And he's unable, but this person who is able to be mevatar the hana of going to the beach, this person's able to be mevatar the hana to go out to the coffee shop. And he spends nights in his learning, and he learns like a student. And students often don't have a lot of money, and they have to live lives that are very frugal because they're not making enough money when they're in their studies. So Zosa Merisi says that if a person's able to wait 4 to 7 years in order to, you know, get a degree for something, so therefore he's able to be mevatar, he's able to push things off, he's able to push off the need for immediate satisfaction. Person who's unable and nobody opened up these kochos inside of them, it's hard to do things like that in order to push things off in order to accomplish a bigger goal many years later. And he says, Bederech Klal, you don't find these things by the guy who's running the makolet. And the person who's able to, or person who wants to get, on the other hand, a person who wants to be an officer, wants to have some form of executive position, that person has to learn how to push off, you know, his needs and push off getting immediate satisfaction, as opposed to the guy who's running the makolet who gets whatever he wants right away. And therefore, he says, "Biderech klal hatzipusim shelo pitzchu etzlam b'yaldusam mishum ezesiba l'tchos sibugim." Because when they were children, nobody taught them how to, you know, push off immediate satisfaction, and it translates later on into their jobs and all those things that come across their desk later on in life. He says that in America, psychologists showed that this appears at different ages as well. He says in America, about 40 years ago, they started paying people weekly instead of by the end of the month. It used to be paychecks were monthly, and now most people get their paychecks weekly. Why? Because they realize that there was a huge gap in the work of someone who got paid monthly or got paid weekly. Because the person who got paid weekly worked better because they got their paycheck at the end of the week, and therefore they didn't have to have as much patience in order to work harder. But the person who's getting their paycheck at the end of the month, what happened? They kind of slacked off because they couldn't feel and couldn't see that far ahead, and therefore they weren't working as much. And they said, this is ridiculous, let's just, instead of teaching people how to be patient, now waiting for the paycheck at the end of the month, let's just give them their paycheck at the end of the week. And that's what they saw, people worked better and harder in those situations. Now, in order to build up those restraints, you have to take a child and show him these kochos in order to push off the desire to have his yetzer satisfied right away. And then he'll be able, when he gets older, to do this in Ruchnius and in Gashmius, because everything requires patience and effort in life. And the more I can teach a child to have patience and effort, the better he'll be. And therefore, he says that it's a good shita to train a child to not, you know, that he doesn't have to die just because he doesn't get what he wants right away. And you begin 2 minutes of waiting, 5 minutes of waiting, 10 minutes of waiting, and this begins to open up within the child a portrait of how I'm able to be habituated to not fall apart when he doesn't get what he wants. If you give things to the baby right away, so then he's going to have this feeling that I have to get whatever I want whenever I want it. But if the mother can let the child cry a little bit, not give him his pacifier right away, and not give him food every single second he demands it, essentially you're helping the child be able to control his yetzer.
We say that in school. We give the kids the small thing right away, so they see they got something.
Yeah.
But they all know that's not the real thing. The real thing comes whatever.
After
month
the.
Two, whatever you get the real prize thing, in a exactly. month or two. But if you only give them the thing in a month or two, it loses its.
Good.
Appeal.
So he's going to go to the other end in a second. Good. And therefore, he says you have to know how to do it. You have to know the child, the tuchunas hanefesh. You have to know the age. You have to meet each child where they are. So the child knows, for example, let's say you're on the phone, right? Mommy, 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 daddy, daddy, daddy. You're allowed to be on the phone for a couple of minutes, and you don't have to respond to every single thing the child asks you to do. You shouldn't be on the phone for 2 hours, and the child has to go to the bathroom. Like, there has to be a balance in between how to do it. If you tell the child, if you tell the child, let me talk for a little bit, don't bother me, and then I'll take you out you know, I'll take you out next week to the beach. That's not going to work. Because you're waiting next week to the beach is not going to help for the conversation right now. But if you tell the child, if you let me finish this conversation, and when I finish you, I'll give you a piece of chocolate. Ooh. So then you're teaching the child to wait a little bit, and he'll be able to control himself to not bother you. So this tells us that, you have to habituate the baby in a way that he's in a tsura, that if he's not aware that she'ein adam meis v'chatzi tavaso biyado, that a child knows that a person will die, and even half the things he wanted, he's never going to accomplish. Yeah.
Sorry, but what age are we talking about?
You have to know each. Okay, so
baby is not going to understand.
Correct. No. So, and he's going to show us that in the age of a baby, that means, you know, he's going to talk about, you know, ferberizing, things like that, about how you, all those things, is that every single second the child cries, you don't always have to run, pick up the baby at that moment, because that's part of being mechanech child, even from the age of a baby, the idea of waiting for a little bit of time. Again, he's going to talk about how to balance that if you go to other extremes. And he says that if you don't do this, he says the rest of the child's life, he's going to be a miserable child, because every single time he's missing something, he's going to fall apart, and he's going to be, you know, unpleasant to be with any other human being. However, he says, let me give you let's talk about an extreme example. He says that if there are parents who are not able to see that the child needs something, and they're afraid to allow the child to cry, so, and whatever they want right away, they give, and they worry, and they give whatever he needs, so the rest of his life is going to be difficult. Because when he gets to yeshiva, and his bed's not so comfy, and the food's not as delicious as it is when his mommy makes it, and when he gets married...
Why does it have to be like that?
What?
Why does it have to be like that, that the yeshiva could get it right?
That
yeshiva, and now yeshiva has your wife there, yeah. The food.
Because it's...
Some of those. Even if they have good food, it's going to be some home. It's not home.
Hey, there are commercials.
Good. Okay, but he went. No, he's not saying. He's not saying that again. He's not making a comment about yeshiva food. What he's saying is, like, the child's going to fall apart when it's not the way he wants it. We're not talking. Okay, everyone. The minute it's a complaint about yeshiva food, that's fine. But at a certain point, you just eat it because, like, you got to eat. As opposed to the child is like, I need to get takeout every single night, and you're like, I can't handle this. He's talking about training a child to be able to bend, to be flexible. This is something that comes from a young age. And therefore, he has no borders. On one hand, you can't starve a child. On the other hand, you can't give them every single needs at every single moment. And every single time they cry, you can't give in to them. La'at, la'at, you have to train the child to be mekabel in a way that he's able to control his yetzer, able to control his yetzer. On the other hand, he says, when we're building restraint, too much is going to be a problem. If you never give anything to a child, that's not good. He says, we have to give our children at least the minimal they need to in order to, you know, to be successful, in order to function. And if you have to find that right balance of how much time you can make them wait, but if it's too much, you're going to make your child apathetic. If you go to the other extreme, your child's going to give up if you never give them anything. He says, L'dugma, if a mother allows a baby to cry a huge amount of time, and she doesn't smile at him, and she leaves him alone in a room, so then all because she's bothering him, he's bothering the mother, so he's going to grow up to be an apathetic person. He's not going to trust anyone, because he learned that whenever I need something, nobody gives me anything, and everybody's against me in this world. And when he was a baby, he was unable to fight, he was unable to do anything, and he became used to this fact that he doesn't get anything, and becomes apathetic. And this is the balance. If you teach your child that every single time they say, now, 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 I need you to get off the phone, or I don't like anything for dinner unless it's the exact thing like this, or I can't wait 2 minutes, then your child's going to be a miserable brat, and he's going to be a brat when he's 50 years old. That's one extreme. But if you never give anything to your child in the name of, I have to be mechanech my child to have restraint, then your child's going to be an apathetic zombie who's going to have no relationship with the rest of their life. And this is the difficulty of chinuch, to find that balance between not always giving in and also being, you know, iron and never doing anything for your child. These are two extremes. The mefunach, the person who is coddled, and this person in life, we know adults who are coddled adults, and they get whatever they want, and they don't get whatever they want, they fall apart. and they make a scene in the doctor's office because, you know, they're 5 minutes late for their appointment. Like, that's one extreme. On the other hand is the apathetic person who never received anything and fell apart in life because nobody took care of him. So these come out two different ways. Both of them don't have control over their ratzon. And even if they were born with tremendous kishronos, and even if they had tremendous abilities, they're never going to come out. They were all stunted. This one, meaning the mefunuk, the person who is pampered, he doesn't put any effort in life because, sorry, we'll go the other way. The apathetic one never puts any effort in life because he thinks nothing's going to be successful. From the time he was a baby, he was taught that you're never going to be anything, and no matter what you do, it's never going to matter, and no relationships are important. So in his life, he never accomplished anything because from a child, he was taught that there's no reason to put an effort because when you put an effort, nothing's going to come from it. And the other extreme, the person who's apathetic, so he never accomplished anything in life. The person who was pampered as a baby, he never accomplished anything in life. Why? Because he can't put in 5 minutes of effort to do anything, and he can't try to have any long-term goals, and he can't keep any relationships. Once a relationship gets hard, he falls apart. So this, when we mechanach our children now in these areas of ability to postpone self-satisfaction right away, it will have an impact down the line. So let's come now to the last piece, and then we'll wrap it up. He says these two extremes can come in different... Yeah.
It's interesting enough. It seems like you're doing the hanoga of one when you're trying to cure the other.
Correct.
Meaning when someone's spoiled, you have to... You can yell and scream, whatever, right?
You're correct. You have to balance. We have to make sure we don't go to the other extreme with our children. You can't give... If your child's on the phone and says, I need to talk to you. So if it's an emergency, get off the phone. But like, if you're in the middle of a call and it'll take 3 minutes, then it's good chinuch to tell your child, when I'm done with this phone call, I'll give you all my attention, I'll give you a lollipop, and we'll take care of it later on. It's not just that you have business to do or you're on an important phone call. It's good chinuch for your children to learn to wait, because you're teaching them that you can wait and the world won't fall apart. Okay. Then he says something fascinating. He asks the question, which we should all be asking, what is a normal person? What's normal, right? So you want to hear Rishon Hoffman's definition of what a normal person is? Ready for this? Okay. He says, a normal person is, Maze Adam Normali. Ze Adam Shiachol Lisnaeg Kmo Kulam. It's a person who can interact with everyone. V'yachol Lahatim Esatzmo L'misgeres Shu Nimsa Ba. It is a person who can adjust to a new situation that he's in. The definition of a normal person is a person who can adjust to his surroundings based on where he is. That's what he says. He says most people, when they have a little more or a little less of something in their surroundings, so they're able to put in the effort, right, to achieve what they want, right? A person, we'll go back to the doctor's office. You go to the doctor's office, and the doctor is running 10 minutes late. A normal person would be like, ooh, 10 minutes late. That wasn't part of my schedule. But you know what? I can be a big boy, and I can wait a little bit for my appointment and not cause World War III here in the middle of the doctor's office. That's a normal person. A normal person who can adjust when to the situation that he is put in and not make everybody else bend to his need. They put in the effort to attain what they need according to the situation around them. He says, this in our yeshivas, so what are the values we look for? So the values are to be a Talmud Chacham, you know, and we value your Shemaim and Torah. In other places, the values are to be a great football player, a soccer player. That's what he's referring to. He says, when we talk about the mefunuk, the pampered person, or the apathetic person, these are simply manifestations of the same issue, that they're unable to adjust themselves to the metzias around them, right? The pampered person falls apart because he doesn't get what he wants. And the apathetic person falls apart because he can't make any relationships with anybody because he was never taken care of properly when he was a child. The pampered person, so he can't put in any efforts at all to do anything, and he thinks whatever he wants he should get right away. And you see this with adults as well. Every single time the person has to go to the bathroom, he has to go take a cigarette, he has to go get a cup of coffee, he has to chat with everybody he wants. And he thinks, I need to be satisfied whatever I desire right now. This person should have been built with restraint. The child who's born from the moment with all this energy, and he assumes that he should get whatever he wants, if I don't habituate the child from the early days to have control, to be able to push off for desires, you're not going to, you know, for 20 years he was taught to behave this way. How are you going to change a child once they're 20 if the whole first 20 years of their life they were given whatever they wanted right away? He says there are mothers who simply don't have the koach, and they get sad when they hear their child cry in the middle of the night. And, you know, for every 2 hours, that he's awake, they have to nurse. Every 2 hours, the child's nursing. And what happens? At a year, they're unable to sleep anymore, and they can't sleep normally, and they can't sleep for hours, because the whole time the mother's up 5 times a night nursing the child. And the mother doesn't train the child, you have to wait. And you don't eat every 2 hours in the middle of the night. On the other hand, you know, after a couple of months, the mother says, you know, ad kan. The mother looks at the baby and says, how long can the baby go without eating, really, during the day, and be healthy? And the mother says, when the child wakes up in the middle of the night, he's going to cry a little bit because he thinks he should get food right now. But I know that he's going to be fine if he waits a few more hours. And by doing so, you're training the child to not demand to get whatever they want and be, you know, to be a wretched adult when they get older. And if you start this at a young age and you train them to do these things, have patience, it will help them much more later on. And therefore, v'lachein, when the pampered person, you know, once is in a situation where he has to put in effort and he needs to try harder, it's very hard for him because his mother was feeding him every 2 hours in the night from the time he was, you know, a month old. And he never broke out of it when he got older. That's what he says there. And he says, Zosomeris, Adam Ragil, Osema, Amas, Latim, Esatzmo, Lesviva, Shudnim, Sabbat. Again, the definition of a normal person is who? A person who can put in the effort to adjust the surroundings that he finds himself in. That's a good definition for a normal person. And the apathetic person, on the other hand, he goes on to explain, is that he was constrained too much. He never got anything. He doesn't know how to build relationships. He stays in his bed all day. He's crying. He can't function properly. And his mother never gave him anything. And he became apathetic. And he has no cheshek, he has no ratzon to put in any effort. Because again, he tells himself, what's the point of putting in effort? Because nobody took care of me, and nobody helped me grow and become a normal human being. And again, these are two extremes of the same issue. The person who's the mefunak, he doesn't put any effort because he can't put an effort, and the other person doesn't put an effort, the apathetic person, because he saw that effort never got him anywhere in life. And he says, quote, Shnehem lo yichalim lahatim es atzmam l'sameitz l'hagia l'hasigam. These two people are unable to put in the effort to attain anything, but masager shehem hem nitzvan. In the circumstances they find themselves in. Okay. Then they ask a question at the end of the shmooze, and they ask them the following question. Sheila, is it true that there are parents who don't give their children what they need? It sounds like stone. Like, is that true? There are parents who do this? So Rav Shlomo Hoffman said, there are two things. He says, kodam kol, it could be that there are things out of the parents' control. The mother is sick. They don't have the money. The child, and therefore the child becomes sad, and the parents don't have the kohos, simply the parents don't have the kohos to do what they need to do with their child. That's one thing. On the other hand is, he says, I know mothers who have the shita of asur lefanek es hayalad. It's asur to pamper the child. You can't do anything with the child. And that's their shita. And he says, it's a dangerous shita. The child has to be quiet if he cries, and then he just teaches themselves to not be able to do anything, and it becomes apathetic. And there are such parents, there are such homes where such things go on, where the person isn't able to, and the parents either physically can't provide for the child, and the child unfortunately suffers because of that, or the parents have a shita, they won't, and the child suffers because of that as well.